Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Iris Bunshaft. And we have had, honestly, a tremendous program. I mean, sometimes,
I've never had a negative experience.
Good.
Learned something, had some
every
fun.
Every time. Yes. And you have fun. Between Paul Dresner and Helen Bauer today with the, you know, both people you can really sense get a true
give.
Appreciation.
Yes,
they
yes.
care.
Civic, yes.
And Paul, mm-hmm. I know Paul, as I said, from the church, he really is one of those people. He works with the kids there. Every Sunday he's there. I mean, he really gives a lot of his time from charity.
Mm-hmm.
But an interesting thing with taxes, and which people didn't know, that if you have a debt, like if somebody owes you money or like with these credit cards, but more importantly, that if you have a debt and I owe you $500 and it becomes evident that I will not pay you back that five, and it's confirmed, that's a loss, you can write that off.
Yes, if it's in writing.
Right, if it's in writing. And that's rule, U.S. Rule 166 in the U.S. tax codes.
Mm-hmm. But it must be in writing. It
has to be in writing.
Oral.
But now, what else is the significance of 166?
I don't know.
It's been 166 days since Christina's birthday.
It all ties together, Iris. It all just ties together.
I think you're picking these guests just so I can get a good number.
I'm trying to make it easier for you, Donna. I don't want you to do too much research.
When I saw this one, I said, this is just like a layup.
You know, Christina lives in the moment.
Right.
She is in the moment, that's for sure.
Well, that's good. And we can write that down. So we'll just report
that. Is
that
a nugget?
That's right. That is the golden nugget of the show today. Well, there you go. That's a good fun fact, too.
But it's actually, some people don't realize that. Because if you don't pay, you know, you can write it off. People are like, oh, you didn't give me the $300 back. What's the big deal?
Yeah, no, but
you can
must
write
be
it off.
In
it's
writing.
I agree. In writing, you write it off.
Yeah. No, I think, too, you know, back to the guest that we had on today. I think it's always great when you have a guest on that really is passionate about what they're doing and so knowledgeable. And it makes it, you know, listen, the issues of taxing and filing can be really complex, as we know. And I think it's great to be able to have this kind of conversation. Like you said, once you have that, things start making sense and you start getting ideas in your own head, you know, just listening to it, as opposed to being at some kind of lecture or something. So
no, no, at
wonderful.
A lecture I ask questions, too.
Yeah, well, you need Iris at all lectures. But, I mean, and Helen, of course, I mean, I think her story and her resume was just absolutely wonderful.
Yet?
Jackie Schenkman, we'll give a shout-out to.
Okay,
Jackie sent me an email and said, you really should have Helen on. I think she'd be great guest. So I tracked her down.
We just touched the tip of what she has done through her years.
Yeah, and I just, you know, I love the idea, too. You know, I mean, her students obviously loved her so much.
That's
the fact
that
they made a Facebook page saying they still wanted to be, you know, in a band with her, which I thought was absolutely lovely. So great guests.
Absolutely.
And it's perfect timing for our show. Next week is our five-year anniversary show, which I can't believe it's been 5 years.
Five.
So that should definitely be a great time. We're going to have Supervisor Bosworth on. Some people from Project Independence will come on. We'll talk about funny moments and just celebrate how it's really a great program. And we'll celebrate all the golden nuggets we've gotten.
Are you going to have Evelyn on?
No, we're not having Ev on, but we will certainly give Ev shout-outs. So it should be an exciting show.
The golden nugget thing.
That is ours.
We
always do give a credit for it.
Yes, but you integrated it, it's like a joke amongst
us.
Yes,
it is. But we do. Every week we mention a golden nugget, and we say shout-out to Iris Bunshaft for coining that term. Yes,
Iris was
for
the first golden nugget. So that's a golden nugget.
Yeah, we love it. Because it's something, you know, it really speaks volumes to the show. Because there is, you take away, you know, if not one, you know, many golden nuggets from the show.
My husband's, one of his clients was Bob and Ray. You wouldn't know Bob and Ray, but you probably remember Bob and Ray, no?
Oh, is that old-time radio show they had? Bob and Ray?
Yes.
Well, listen, I am the producer of this show.
I don't know them, and she does.
We've played some Bob and Ray old-time radio.
Oh, okay, okay.
Maybe my name will come up, because sometimes they used my name, too.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, really? Oh, okay, okay.
Iris Bunshaft and her sewing circle.
Oh, that's great. I love it. But, so it was just great, and we're looking forward to next week celebrating the wonderful show that this is, and it's just fun to get to really just showcase the people in the community the agencies that are out there. And there's just so many people. We're very fortunate. They're doing amazing things.
And they are.
To give them a venue to talk about that, I think it is wonderful. So kudos to Project Independence and you and all of our guests and co-hosts and, of course, John. But yeah, so on another note, enough about the fabulous Project Independence. I want to remind everyone that this weekend is jam-packed, so I hope everyone's schedule is clear because Beach Feast is going to be on Saturday. That's at North Hempstead Beach Park from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. There's tons of different food trucks that are there, beer and wine. There's going to be three different bands will be playing. There'll be all kinds of different activities there, too, a classic car show. I'll be working at it because I love this event. So I really recommend it. It's a nice way to kind of top
end
the end
season,
of summer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is there a rain date?
No, there is no rain date. It is rain or shine unless, you know, it's extremely, right. you know, dangerous conditions. But the event's free. The parking fee is $10 in cash or $7 by credit card. Which, you know, we just want to stress everyone, $10 cash, $7 for credit card. But to get into the event, it is free. So if you're around, definitely check it out.
Tomorrow is 78 with only a 10% chance of rain. So
good.
We've probably got a good day.
Perfect. Fingers crossed. I'm sure community services is monitoring that.
55%
on
Sunday.
Yeah.
So
really?
Sunday, yeah, Sunday's the worst day.
Good. Well, so then Saturday's even more reason to get out. And then also on Saturday is the stop event at Michael J. Tully Park. You know, we've really been trying to be promoting this every week because I think it's a wonderful, wonderful program that you can bring all kinds of garbage from your house. You know, it's really a perfect in all different elements because that's what amazes me is that there's no end to all the different things you could bring to get rid of, you know, whether it's old medication, pesticides, certain paints, all different things. And your documents, of course, you could bring and watch in front of you, mm-hmm. And you're allowed to bring six banker's box sizes, which is a pretty decent sized box.
Mm-hmm. To have shredded.
And you could watch it.
That's a very valuable thing for people.
Yeah, it
to think
really.
About.
And that's why I said I love this program because, like I said, you know, you are able to bring all these things that you might not know how to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
And then in addition to that, they have. You know, the Big Brothers Big Sisters truck, which you can donate gently used clothes, stuffed animals, electronics, toys, sporting equipment, books.
And when is this, Christina?
This is September 17th. So you can go to this from 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. and then you can head over to Beach Feast. Yeah. And just make a whole
that's
day.
A busy Saturday, yeah.
You can make a whole day of, you know, you can go to Beach Feast with a clear head that you dumped off all of your...
Get rid of all your garbage.
All of
one
your garbage.
Thing I just want to stress in reference to the STOP program, we went there once, maybe the two ago. If you have computers and different things, if somebody puts it into your car, the people take it out of your car. So for a senior, you can't turn
around
and say,
my
grandson will put it in, but how am I going to get it out? They come to your car. They take everything out of your car for you.
Mm-hmm.
They say, sit in the car, don't worry, and they'll empty out. So, which is a very nice thing because, you know, again, with computers and old TV, you can't do it.
Yeah, right.
Somebody puts it in your car for you, they'll take it out.
Yeah, so it's I think it's just a great, great service, and there'll be others coming up throughout the year, but this is tomorrow. And then the festivals just keep on coming because on Sunday, hopefully, it does not rain.
That's a
is
bad
the
one.
Chilean American festival okay. is going to be Sunday, September 18th, and then the Greek festival on the harbor will be Friday, September 23rd from through Sunday, September 25th.
The Greek one. That's when it is.
Yep. Yeah, because that's a great one. September 23rd to November.
They're
September
all at the
25th.
Beach.
Yep, they're all at the beach.
Now, last year, I've been trying to pay attention for that Greek one to come again.
You ate something good?
No, I didn't eat anything. I went to I went with my grandson last year. They have a quasi flea market tent.
Yes.
And I bought Christmas stuff
yes.
there. Like people have little
yes.
tchotchkes they want to sell. What a tremendous
yeah.
booth!
And speaking of food, the food I have
you've eaten there,
eaten a lot okay. of things there. And it's phenomenal. And I actually like brought stuff home and, you know, played it off as my own that I cooked it. But it was really it's a great, great event. So check it out. So it's kicking off all these festivals.
I just I have one little aside to share. We have friends that when they have company, she takes her casserole dishes and stuff and brings them to the restaurant and tells them to make the stuff in that. So when it gets delivered, it doesn't get delivered in the aluminum. It gets delivered in her crock pot. So she
That's dedication. I've never
so
thought of that.
She says nothing,
yeah.
And nobody would assume you didn't cook it because it's in your dishes.
Wow, that's really fully committed. That's
the epitome of the word chutzpah.
Yeah, right. That's right.
They're Italian though, so that's not chutzpah.
Oh, that's close true. Enough.
Yeah, right. Seriously. Well, that's good. I'm in case I'm ever very done, I'm gonna have to
do that.
I didn't know. I didn't know that was a possibility. But you learned something. There's another golden. Another golden nugget for the show. And also coming up, in addition to all these festivals, are the seasonal flu shots. We really encourage everyone to get a flu shot. And Project Independence is offering three different locations this year. It's going to be Wednesday, October 19th, and that's from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Great Neck Social Center. On Thursday, October 27th, from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at the Port Washington Senior Center. And on Wednesday, November 9th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Clinton G. Martin Park. Appointments are required. Please call 311 or 869-6311 to schedule an appointment for that. And we just want to remind everyone that the shots are the regular quadrivalent flu vaccine that is mercury and preservative free. This is not the enhanced vaccine.
Why did the enhanced vaccine have mercury in it?
The enhanced vaccine is newer, so our nurses don't use that one just because it hasn't had as much
But does it have mercury?
I'm not sure. It may. You have to call your doctor about that one. I just know that a lot of times we get questions asking people if we provide the enhanced, but we do not provide the enhanced.
Mm.
So definitely check with your doctor whether, if you have any kind of allergies to anything before
what
you get the flu
other
shot.
Element in that it does not have in the
mercury and preservative free. So okay. Call 311 to schedule that. They fill up fast, so we just want to get the word out there about that. So 311-869-6311.
Very good. Actually, what we're going to do is we'll take a break before Christina continues. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.